You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Administration has been pushing to criminalise triple talaq, under which a man can divorce by uttering the word talaq, meaning divorce in Arabic, three times in his wife's presence. India is one of the few countries where that practice has survived in law. Indian Vice President Venkaiah Naidu announced the result of the vote in the upper house of parliament in New Delhi.
The result of the division on adoption of the motion that the bill be passed, subject to correction, Ayes 99, Noes 84, the motion that the bill be passed is adopted.
The lower house backed the bill, which will make anyone practicing instant divorce liable to prosecution last week. The legislation now only requires the signature of the president, considered a formality, to become law. Some Indian Muslim groups have said triple talaq is wrong, but believe the practice should be reviewed by community leaders rather than the government. But Law Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad says this is a sign of India moving forward.
This is a historic day. The injustice that was going on with Muslim women, both the houses of the Indian Parliament have given them justice. I am satisfied with the fact that this is the beginning of a changing India.
The passage of the bill is seen as a victory for India's Hindu nationalist Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who said that the bill corrects a historical wrong done to Muslim women. Opposition parties say the new law could be used to harass Muslim men. Mr. Modi posted on Twitter, however, that an archaic and medieval practice has finally been confined to the dustbin of history, adding that it was a victory of gender justice. Critics have long accused Mr. Modi's ruling BJP party of a bias against minority Muslims, which the BJP denies, but adding that it's opposed to the appeasement of any community. More than 20 countries, including neighbouring Pakistan and Bangladesh, have already banned the practice. Muslim women who have been campaigning against it say they are delighted.
We are indeed very happy today, and we can say this from the bottom of our heart, that women who have been victimised due to triple talaq will now be saved, and their relationships will be saved. Muslim women are happy and are welcoming this law.
The majority of Muslims in India are close to the bottom of economic and educational indicators, and critics of the legislation say that divorce is not one of the main issues facing the community. Alan Lee, SBS News.